Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner today, and I have the amazing Nikki Klagel. Folks, I got to tell you about Nikki a little bit. When I met Nikki, she was an aspiring author. She was just about ready to make the shift between her day job to her dream job, but she didn't quite know how to do it. And wow, over the last 6 years, who knows, she has just become such a rock star that I hired her and I said, please come on and start now teaching this. So Nikki, what are we going to be talking about today? And I know we're filming this, so we have a live crowd, but people are going to watch the replay someday as well.
Yeah, well, we've been getting too many hello there, Michelle, but we've been getting too many messages saying, you know, asking for help. I can't even say how many I get a day that's like, hey, I know I shouldn't bug you, but can I? And so all of a sudden, we just sort of thought, you know what, it's time for a big training. And that is what today is all about. So we do have a system. It's based off of really Carrie's book. And we're going to get into that a little bit more about why it's something he did years ago has become kind of the foundation of this business program. But at the same time, I want you guys to know that this training is for you to learn. We are giving here. So if this is all you do, it's just to help you go run. Carrie, when I started, we didn't have BAE.
BAE stands for Business Academy Elite. We didn't know how to do that because I was making it up.
Right.
As I went. But now we have a system and success stories, and I cannot wait.
Yeah. So, I mean, I literally heard you in a podcast telling someone else what to do to sort of make some money. And I was like, I can do that. Like, and so then I started doing it. And that woman right there, Sherry, she started doing it. I mean, like, this is what we did. And it has turned into this thing that works with person after person after person. So let's get busy and start on some of that. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. So I don't know the format. We're just going to kind of wing it here. I think, Carrie, I've got the list in front of me. If you're cool with that, I'm going to go through these 12 steps and you can just keep chiming in. You and I kind of work good together. We sort of think the same way. We do not have Brenda or Amanda with us. So we got to stick to that.
We got to stay on the script. But no, for real though, I'm super comfortable with you taking the lead. And I even said that to Nikki before, like, I have so much confidence in her that you just roll and I'll jump in when necessary.
Me too, because yeah, you're the master teacher. Okay. Are we ready to start? So what we're going to do is, you guys, I want you, there should be some links starting to pop in. Take your time. Don't stress out. Just grab a piece of paper for now. But you'll see a link that will lead you to a page where you can download everything I'm talking about. So if you want to go to that link at your freedom, print it out, or just take notes and fill that thing in. I made it in a way that there are lines and cheat sheets. This is what it looks like. And you can see my scribbles all over it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
But these are the 12 steps that we know are essential, right? So let's start with step number one. So Carrie, the dream. We know that this is really important. They kind of start out, they learn this sort of VPS, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they have this tucked inside of them. And I'm even thinking of that video you just placed where their identity, like this is already in them. What is this dream? And why is that important that we start off really knowing what our dream's all about?
So folks, listen, your life is at a great spot right now and you're doing the best you can. Okay. So a lot of times you hop on these trainings and you think, oh, you know, the person's making me feel like my life's horrible. I think your life's pretty slick and I think you're doing the best you can, but God created everything and everybody with the desire to grow. And the word desire is a very powerful word. It means to give birth to. So something in you right now is trying to grow. It's trying to express itself. We're the only creature on planet Earth that wants to become something else. In other words, a squirrel doesn't say, you know, someday I want to be a bird. You know, humans are the only people that say, I want to dream bigger. I want to do more with my family. I want to have more income so I can have more options. So now you have to say, people need to pay value to you. In other words, currency. Business is a currency exchange. So Nikki, this is a prop. I love these things, everything but the bagel. This has value. And when I go to Trader Joe's, they say this thing cost $4 or something. People had to make this. We exchange value. I give $4 and then I get this. People don't realize this in the business world. They often think like, well, people should just pay me. You know, people aren't paying me because I look good. I'm just saying, all right, or because of my hair. I need to create value in the marketplace. So your VPS is perfect. And we have a breakdown that says, I am blank. So folks, I want you to do this right now.
This is gold.
Blank. Yeah. I am blank, who helps blank do or understand blank so that blank. And Nikki, you have taught so many BAE students this. What have you heard people come up with their VPS?
Oh, I've heard some awesome ones. I'm going to jump back to the dream thing and then go to that. So one thing is we 10X this dream. And when we start working with these people, time after time again, I hear these dreams and I'm like, oh, that will not do. And so you need to be in a group of people that see your dream,
yes,
that know that it can be done and know how to do it. So that is number one. Like, you could go to a million dream board seminars and nothing is going to happen unless you actually are around people that know how to help you get there and that you're kind of committed to this dream. And then what if you do a 1X dream? What if you do the safe dream? You're going to get that. Even if you align with the right people, even if you get into a group that's teaching you, you're only going to go this far because that's all you see. So we immediately, right off the bat, I challenge you, it's holistic. It's not just about your business. We've seen businesses fail where they get, you know, this part of it all set, but then their marriage crumbles. Mm. Or vice versa. You know, they're doing everything for their family and they're just sort of holding their business back. So that's number one. Now your VPS is the business of that dream, like the what you do in that dream. And yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some of these names. I mean, like Amy Weiwei. I mean, these people have some VPSs that are awesome. And I remember Amy specifically, like I remember looking at her page when I first saw her in BAE. And I was like, are you a writer or are you an at-home mom? Are you helping with homeschool moms? Or are you like, I could not tell. And all I had to do was talk to her for like 30 seconds. And I knew exactly what her thing was. And we just, I mean, watching her get it into first her VPS and then turning it into her story and then turning it onto her website. And like, it wouldn't have sold six yes. months ago. But yes. this woman's website, I mean, we should show it if we have time later, but we need to move to number two. You good with that?
Yeah. So, and we tell people clarity attracts, confusion repels. So Amy had to get clear. And until she got clear, she wouldn't make income. Income is a result of clarity. But yes, let's go to step two.
Yeah, I love how she says, I love growing. I mean, that's the environment of BAE. It's like we just love each other and we're helping each other and it is fun working through all that. So next is the story. Why is it so important that we have stories? We know stories sell. The world knows this. If you're in like entrepreneur training, business training, you can go to all sorts of programs where they're like, oh, you know, you need to, your story sells. Well, we specifically know that. I mean, if we just look at your and my story, yours is sort of like one of these pain into purpose mm-hmm. things. Mine was like, I was misdirected. I really didn't know what I felt like, is this all there is to life? And I had to kind of get to my driving force to figure mm-hmm. it out. both of these are what we do now. Like, we didn't stay in those places. We've grown, which is another step we're going to get to. But why is it so important that people know their stories, own their stories, and make it part of the selling that they do?
It's interesting because you're right. My story centers around pain. And I think your story centers around purpose. Mm-hmm. So I tell everybody, listen, if you have pain, that's okay. You can leverage that pain. Don't waste the pain. Don't waste all that stuff you went through. Your pain can become your platform. I tell people that the area of your deepest wound is often the area of your greatest impact. So if people Google me, they'll find out so quickly that Cary Oberbrunner struggled with stuttering as a young child, depression, and self-injury, cutting. And that might have been my struggle. I might have self-injured through a literal knife, but here's the interesting tie-in, Nikki. Everyone watching this has self-injured through self-limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. So this is where, folks, if you've been through this crazy story, don't feel like you can only reach the people who fit in your little narrow pain. Pain is the universal emotion. So they don't need your flavor of pain. They just need to know that you've overcome it. Mm-hmm. Nikki, you had this success. You were an RN director? Is that what you call it?
Director of nursing for years. I was 26 years old over two nursing homes. So young. That's all I did for most of my life. And yeah, it was, my pain was confusion. Like I really hadn't lived a full life. I knew that God wanted me to do more. I had no idea what it was. And I sort of needed to challenge myself and figure it out and make it happen. And so that is what I do with people today. And I thought it would all be, you know, what my faith-based life coaching program, which is about half my business. But what has happened to me, and we're gonna move into this next, is, you know, same with you. Our products grew as we grew. So as you know, and you, that's why we're going to get into this more, but community, like as you start to have this community, they're growing with you. And a business owner that can only go so far, if you've capped out, like this training is not just for a brand new business owner. If you've capped out, then you need to do some soul searching because it's about time you grow, like get uncomfortable again. You need to go to the next level so your people can go with you. So
Nikki, I got to say something. You just reminded me of something. I've never said this before, but here it comes.
Okay.
I mean, you said it, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Your obstacle becomes your offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to add that.
I'm going to say that forever now. So thank you.
Yeah.
But when you were speaking, that's what I honestly thought of. Like, mm-hmm. I hope here, it sounds sadistic, but it's true. I hope everyone here has an obstacle.
Yeah.
Because if you have an obstacle, I mean, as crazy as it sounds, Sarah Blakely of Spanx.
Right.
Spanx came as a result of her obstacle. I don't look good in pants, in white pants. So right. she clipped the hose and now there's a billionaire.
Yep.
So, I mean, I want people to realize like the fact that you have problems, you now can have a platform. The fact that you have obstacles, now you can have an offer.
Awesome. Okay. Let's review for the people that are brand new to all this. We've got some old favorites in here and we've got some brand new faces. So first have a dream and then push yourself to make this dream bigger than you ever thought. Okay. Then consider who you are and what you do and why you do it for whom, right? That's all in the step one we talked about. The second one is your story. So start to think what you've been through and how these can potentially turn into products and service things. Okay. So then we're moving into space. Let's talk a little bit about space. So in the download that they can all go to and do, please go to BAE. The link is in there somewhere, but in the comments. But what I want you to do is consider your platforms. So are you somebody that should be on Facebook? Are you somebody that should be on maybe, I don't know,
YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, all that?
Yeah, whatever is your thing, is this is what entrepreneurs are doing, is sort of thinking, oh, that person's doing great. I'm going to do what they do. And it's not what they're meant to do. Mm. And I see this, like I'll see somebody that is so afraid to get on the video And they have no idea that that is their thing. And as soon as they are challenged and we give them some direction, we give them our cheat sheets and our steps that we do that make it easy, all of a sudden they take off. Do you know who I think of most is Vicky? Vicky with Good Morning, I Love You. You remember her book?
Oh, yeah. I have it.
Her video.
Good Morning, I Love You, I think it's called.
Yes. Yeah. She literally was petrified to get on video and we challenged her. We gave her these tips. She went out and did one and everyone was like, that was really good. Like, you're natural at that. And it was sweet and real. And now that's what she does, you know? So what is your platform? And you need to figure it out and then do it. But there's a few things here I want to talk about. Consistency. Mm-hmm. When you are out in the space, where we get into trouble is consistency. That's what I want you to choose. I love how Carolyn's like, this is number three. Okay, so yes, we're on number three, the space, the dream, the story, the space. Okay, so if your people will say, I can't blog every day, I'll go nuts. I can't do an online business. Don't. Then do a blog. If you want to blog, do one every month. Do one every 2 weeks. The thing is, keep it going. If you're going live on Facebook, do it once a week. Okay, that's what you decided. Then do it once a week. If you want to do it more, go ahead. But that consistency really makes a difference. And then also, we need to talk about their space. So number one, under space, be consistent. Number two, your space, figure out where you're supposed to be. And number three, their space. So Carrie, like, you're good at their space. Like, we don't want to just have our space in one place on theirs. And then what happens if they go down?
Oh, yeah.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. So, I mean, we built our business for a lot of years on Facebook. And if Facebook blocks your page, if Facebook says you're not playing anymore, a lot of people who build online businesses, they don't think of a backup. You don't own your Facebook profile. You don't own your Facebook followers. And if Facebook goes down, you can't reach them. So Nikki, you know that we teach in Business Academy Elite, you need to build an email list.
Yep.
Because nobody can take your email list from you. You actually own it. And we're not talking about buying lists. We're talking about permission-based marketing, where you give out such great value that people say, please reach out to me. Here's my email address. And Nikki, you're fantastic at teaching people how to get email addresses in a great way.
Well, that's the next step. So number four, Carolyn, the service. Okay, so now we're moving into service. And we want you guys, again, print your notes. You can take notes here. But there's three things I want to talk about. Give, give, give. So if you really want people to be signing up and getting on your email list, you've got to give them something that is valuable. Mm. I remember that I had given away all this tool 1 year at Christmas. And the next year, I'm like, I'm going to up my game here a little bit. What's something that I really want, right? And I wanted a planner. I spend about $100 on a planner every year. And I was like, I'm going to make my own, just the way I wanted it. And I wanted it good. Like, I wanted life in there and my faith and my exercise and my diet and my planning and my meetings and my goal setting and my social media. I mean, all of it, right? So you had our Facebook Greg friend help us, and 3,000 people downloaded that.
Are you serious?
Serious. So, and these people now, we did what we teach. That thing directly matched up with everything that I do, coaching and entrepreneur. It was a mix of both of my businesses, which I wanted to reach both audiences. It was in line with every product that I sell. So this is where people make a mistake. They put out a freebie, but then it's confusing because the messaging and the call to action and nothing matches up with their end product. So then they're like, my funnel doesn't work. Why? Yes. And I can just see that.
It's kind of like the person who says, yeah, my lead magnet is my top 10 TV shows. And then their product is how to write a book. Like, it doesn't connect. So I like what you're saying, that your lead magnet, and for people who don't know what that means, it means essentially a value add PDF, download, survey, video that you're going to give in exchange for their email address. But even the way we say it, Nikki, we don't say, if you give me your email address, I'll give you this. That's transactional.
Right.
We teach people, and I've seen you do this. You do a great job. You say, tell me where to send it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
So even the language is, I have all this great value. Just tell me where to send it.
Yeah.
And then they give you their email address, and it starts the relationship off with transformation instead of transaction.
Yeah. And you're bringing up a really good lead magnet, which these people, especially new people, the people with us that are popping on, listen, you guys know this, but for new people, you can go to that link in there, and there is a quiz, and literally copy it. I don't care. Go download it. That's what I did when I learned how to do some of the things I was doing. I would go check out other people's stuff and I would go look, but that is the point. Like, those questions directly correlate in this program. So it's on the business page. Like, look at that system and that structure.
I'm going to show your page. This is so good, folks. So even what Nikki's teaching, she's modeling. If you go to businessacademyelite.com, it brings up this page, and what she provides. Tell us what the two things are. So one is the literal worksheet that we're going through right
now. Yeah. So, and there's spots for you to write things down on. And then the other one is this, like, how ready am I to either start or jumpstart my business?
Mm.
So, you know, we just want you guys to have tools, but use these. If you're business owners or want to be, look at this page, model things off this page. And we'll teach you how to do that. Like, that's important to us. Okay. So let's move on to the next one now. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're on 5. And this is platform. Okay. So we can also borrow platforms in a different way. So this can be more like Thinkific, your website providers, course builders. So you don't want to just have, like, a lot of people only have Thinkific or something and they don't have their own website. And we really like to help you guys get your URLs, get your own space that is your platform that you can link up to. We love those programs. I actually have Teachable and ClickFunnels and ConvertKit and, you know, all these things. But when you first start out, you can literally do everything on your own platform.
That's right.
So I want to talk about this a little bit more for the brand new people listening. Hi, Carolyn, you have done so much. I'm proud of you. So, on your platform, your website, so $200 a year, you could host it, right? For that, you could build your whole course on there, and I help people build their course on their own website. You could have a blog that drops lead magnets. You could have a free resources page, which has all these things with signups on it to get everything could be on your own for a dime. And that's probably the thing that kept me in this group for so long until I can't get out of it. But was that you let us shoestring this. Like, you were always telling us you don't have to have the best, most expensive, and you can run this whole business. So dream big and get to people that can help you do all these things on your very own platform. Okay. So now number 6, it is the product. Let's talk a little more about the product. So it needs to be unique. And I'm going to say this is probably the thing that I see inhibiting money and income the most.
Okay.
So lots of times people be like, oh yeah, I have products. But when I go to their website, I don't see it.
This is important, folks.
So, and they'll be like, yeah, it's right here. And there's literally a book in front of me on the website that I have to read through. And I have dyslexia. Like, I surely don't want to read it, but the world is too busy. They're going to pick up on bullets. They're going to pick up on a headline. But if you're going to put text and rolling text, it's not going to happen. And then, and I sound so mean. I hate that. Like the people who coach with me know I'm nice, but like, I don't want you wasting time, right? But
they need the truth. They need the truth teller. Too many times coaches are just like, oh, it's great. You're saying that if people go to their website and there's a wall of text, they'll literally bounce and say, not for me.
They will. I'm going to just try to show this. Okay. So let me try screen sharing here. We'll see if it works on yours, right? Okay.
Yeah. You give this a shot. And if not, you tell me the URL. And
I'm good. Okay. I pulled up this, just did a Google search. This is a search that finds coaches. Okay. So I'm just going to click on it. And then I'm going to go to, let's see, it says type in your space. So I'm just going to type in Des Moines, Iowa. That's closest to me. Find coaches. Okay, so we've got this gal here, right? So let's just see. This is the number one, the top person in my area, right? That is showing up on this paid source. And I don't do a paid source or I'd be there. So anyway, not a good joke. Okay, so here we go. All right. So do we limitless you coaching. Okay. So maybe they're trying to help you be the most you can be, but we are our own brand. Where is this man, woman? Maybe it's a couple, maybe it's a father and son, cause it's a big person, a little, I don't know. And then we've got a sentence here, which is sort of fading into the water, but I'm not real sure anyone's going to read this sentence. So we're doing a lot of guessing. Okay. And right here, this is property. When we're talking about your platform, like I want to help this person. If you're on, you just call me. I don't even know your name. Look, it's gone.
And tell you what, Nikki, yeah. We're still seeing Mindy Johnson. So maybe stop, share, and then share again of what you got.
Oh, okay. So I need to wait here. Mindy Johnson. Oh, that's two. Okay. So I'm in a different one. I'll just pop over. Can you see? So you see my mouse now?
I see your mouse now. Okay. But I think when you open up a page,
Yep. I'll stop. Yeah.
Excellent.
And then got to go back to you.
But this is why I love you as a coach, because folks, when you're on Business Academy Elite coaching calls, it's not theory.
No.
Nikki's literally saying, let's go to your page. Let's go to your offer. Let's go to your website.
Okay.
And she coaches you. Yep. Now we can see.
Yeah. So glad you said something. See what I'm talking about?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So I'm glad you said Mindy Johnson again. Her name is not her website. It's her company. So we really, at this point, this is property right here. And I'm thinking, okay, I would think that it's to take you to the next level, but this says leadership, the energy, everything is confusing. I want to help her.
And so you're saying this woman is going to, and we just chose her randomly.
Random.
This woman is going to struggle selling her services. Even the top thing, Nikki, let's talk about that. Free white paper,
right?
Your leadership mastery blueprint. You and I have a little story that we tell ourselves. Nobody woke up today and said, dear God, can I please have a free white paper that's called your leadership mastery blueprint? In other words, what's wrong with that lead magnet? What is she not talking about?
Oh, well, for one, whenever you're giving a product, like either what is the benefit or, you know, or what is your pain?
And, that's good.
Relate to them so that you can figure this out. But okay, so let's just keep going down a little because I want to make a point. I'm guessing this is going to happen. Already, I'm seeing tons of words. I still don't know what the products are. This is a random person. And by the way, I think it's Mindy. Please, if you're on, just call me and I'll do something free and nice for you. But really, we haven't seen any products, nothing telling us what this blueprint is or white stuff. So now we can meet her, but that's asking someone on a date when I don't know anything about you. And so let's do coaching services. So, oh, brother. Look, I want to help. And then again, I haven't really given you anything. I'm not helping you, but let's just go right for the gusto and connect with me. So you can see, I hope that made its point. But you can see how important this is that you just like in that fold at the top, let them see who you are, what you do, what you're, and that lead magnet right there. And everyone we work with, we help do this. All right, so let's go on. I can tell time's flying, 28 minutes, but this is good. You guys keep doing this stuff. So now we're onto the promotion. Okay, so this promotion is your buyer's journey. We talked about this a little early on. So your first book, you know, was it in order? Was your secret name or did they go backwards? But you can see a person would maybe go through your secret name and then move into deeper path and then potentially move into day job to dream job.
Yeah. And I have my books somewhere around here, but exactly. People realize I need to know who I am, identity. Now I need to know why I'm here, purpose. And now I need to know where I'm going, direction. Mm-hmm. And you and I both graphically show this journey because that's what people need. It creates confidence. It says Nikki knows where she's leading me, not just, well, let's have a coaching session. And you're kind of like, okay, well, what's that going to do?
Yeah. And I want people who are listening right now to stop and just think, okay, what does my product look like? Because this is not uncommon. I will see people think that their product, I did this. What am I talking about? I did this.
We all do.
I thought my product was fulfill your legacy, which was, you know, living and loving and learning and leading in this powerful way. And that is not my that is not my product. That is my buyer's journey. And that became many products. It ended up splitting off into four: live, love, learn, lead. Okay, so if you need help, get it. Getting this stuff broken down into a pattern that makes sense and can take someone on a growth journey. It's good for them. People wouldn't jump into my full thing. It would be overwhelming and cost a fortune. But instead, they now, because I've been able to strategically break it apart, which I love to do this. This is a strategy session I do. But if you break it apart in a way that they start in the first thing and they get through that, then they know, like, and trust you because that worked good and they are ready for the next thing. And you use Apple all the time as a great example of this. Did we all want to stop with the little Nanu thing or whatever it was? I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, I know the iPad. The Nano. No, like, in other words, we have an Apple Watch. We have a MacBook Pro. We have AirPods right over there. They get you hooked with iTunes. They're like, here's your free way to manage your songs. Then once you get comfortable with the know, like, trust, you're like, oh, well, I could organize it better if I had an iPod or an iPad. And so, yeah, that's what you do with the BAE students. You basically, what do we call it? An integrated product suite. So they have a whole product suite.
Yeah. And it honestly, I'll see some peer students inside of the group that just see it. I mean, like, it takes it. It's something in your personality that's like, oh my gosh, I see how you can break that down. And I love helping people do that because when you're coaching people, sometimes that's what's wrong is you're trying to coach them through this huge transformation. And it's zapping them out. It's too much and there's confusion. And if you can get this product, it helps you and them. You're able to pay in these suites that just take them through the journey. Okay, next, the community.
What number is this?
So, six, seven, we're on eight.
Okay.
Yep, seven was the promotion. Eight is the community. So there's influence in a community. And this I see in Igniting Souls all the time. We do not have to sell our products. Like, people will do it for us. I remember the first time my own business, like, people started, I didn't place an ad for almost a year because I was full with my programs because people were just referring people into them.
Wow.
So that's what we want for you is to have this rock solid community. But there are some things that we have to do to develop a community that is strong and healthy. And I think you're a master at this. So we'll teach you, but like share maybe like two or three tips that you say, you know what, this is huge in having a community that's strong.
this is where I see a lot of competitors make mistakes, because a lot of competitors just say, here's my product, go buy it, and now have a good life. And then they kind of say, oh crud, my bank account's low, I better sell something again. And then they tell their list, hey, I got a new product, here's what it is. And then they sell it to you, and then they're like, have a good life. That type of business model, you will always struggle. But you see, in the tribe, we have an annual conference. We have a private community. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It might seem like it takes more time to develop your community, but A, the people are going to love you more. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, think about it. I just said, I'm going to Tennessee. Remember this a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
I'm going to Tennessee. People drove 6 hours to show up at a restaurant, not because of me, but because of the community. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, for people who are here, Janine, you know, Andrea, Janine has a whole Bible study community that's growing. Mm-hmm. So, Nikki, you have a great community that you've developed. Mm-hmm. How cool is that when you see that you're not driving it, but mm-hmm. the community's helping each other from the ground up?
Yeah. So all of you, I'll speak on that. All of you, think about your communities right now as I'm talking. And just make changes. It's okay. Like Carrie and I both like love to learn by taking the lumps too.
Oh, yeah.
We grew up and we learn. So it's okay. But that sort of community he earlier talked about, where, you know, you go and put out these products, you're all there, and then products are gone, so you're done. And then you bring them back. Like, that's an unhealthy relationship, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'll take you when I need you, but then when I don't need you, like that, that is not a healthy community. What we do is, like, we are in a healthy relationship with our
clients,
members. Yes. Yeah. They challenge us. We challenge them. Truth tellers, encouragers. And so in between products, it's not even an issue, but in between products, there's a whole lot of growth happening. And
ooh,
this is
good.
How I said last time, this is how I said, if you're not growing, your business is kind of done, because where will your next, our people look for, I look to you for our next thing. Like, think about it. So I went through AAE. It was great. I got a good book. I got a business out of it. I got everything I wanted, plus more, this community that I loved. So then what's next? BAE. So I signed up for BAE. I learned some of these skills, right? And so then
next. And fire ring.
Yeah, then fire ring.
Yeah.
Then 3 fire rings.
Yeah.
So constantly growing. And I remember two times ago thinking, I went to fire ring, I'm like, well, we're done. I mean, this is as high as I go. I better get good at it, you know, but then you just kept bringing more, and you probably will continue to do that. But that's what we expect. Okay.
But so on that point, super quick, for the person who says, I'm not perfect, I haven't achieved a lot, remember, Nikki, you teach it, I teach it. Community, you can be one of 3 personas. You can be a sage.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the other two?
Yeah, Sherpa and Struggler. Yep.
Talk about that.
Well, I love this because it's in the dream. It's in first lesson that we have here. But, you know, you have to own your place, who you are. Like, just own it. And we watched you probably. I wasn't there during your Struggler time, but I was definitely there for the Sage, or for the Sherpa.
Yeah.
I've seen you move into Sage. And so that's what, I mean, it wasn't that he wasn't a great entrepreneur in the Struggler part. He was, but it was just that was where he had to be. If he had to pretend to be a Sage, we're just going to say Struggler obviously is when you're working through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to say, okay, come with me, right?
Yes.
Let's struggle together. We're going to somehow figure it out. Okay. The Sherpa is like, okay, I've kind of gotten on the other side. I'm getting there. Things are going pretty good. You guys, come on, we can do this. And that's a little more where I'm at. And then you have the Sage, and that's where, honestly, you're just kind of getting to this place where people are attracted to you. Like, they know you got it. they know you figured it out and they're like, I really want to be around this person. This person is wise. And so that's what we want. And
but all can be successful
good.
At every level.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. We jumped off and I'm trying to figure out, okay, so we are on.
What are you on? Like,
next is clarity.
Clarity. Yeah.
Yep. And so when you get to the clarity and the credibility, I want you to know that the words before it are maintained. Mm. So these things are kind of like, I just saw Amy come up again. Yeah. So she is almost to the place where she's going to flip into the last. So BAE is 12 months long. You can come in and you can power through these things fast, but we also have it set up that you could perfectly tactfully go through one step at a time. And so she's at about 6 months. She's almost to the place where she's going to be moving into these going back and maintaining, shoring things up. And this is also another way to continue your income because you have a funnel come out. My first business coaching funnel, oh gosh, I think I had 8 people in there and I think it was maybe $1,100 the first time around. So fine. You're like, okay, fine. Well, then I repeated it and it was $20,000, right? Then you repeat that and you're like, wait a minute, why am I doing this quarterly? Why don't I do it quarterly? So now it's $80,000.
Wow.
Then you're like, okay, this is about the time I started working with you. But I was like, wait a minute, I'm doing it quarterly. What if I did 2 every week instead of 1? That would have been 160. Well, I just decided to come work for you. But the point is like, maintain that clarity, like go back to the roots of your products, clean them up, refine them, look at your funnels, make sure that they're working. And that, I mean, this really does attract. Like the first time around, things are clunky. We're both okay with that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are if
imperfect action, right? Imperfect action.
Absolutely. So we have our people get it out there and they're scared sometimes, but get it out and humble beginnings. Like if you have a funnel and there's, well, Carolyn, I think she had 5 people in there and I was so worried about her. I was like, this is good. Like, this is your first funnel. This is good. I said, now, why don't you try doing another invite next week and let's see how many she goes. Oh no, Nikki, this is good. I'm just so happy with 5. I'm going to take care of them well. And then I'm going to redo it all and clean it up. And so she like already had that in. And I was like, I don't think I even encouraged you right. I didn't give you the right directions because she was right. She needs to just take what she had.
Oh, that's good.
Do it well and then go clean it up and we'll help you make it even better next time around. Okay. So we are on to credibility.
The ninth step.
Yeah. Ninth.
Right? Something like that. I don't know.
Clarity is 9. 10 is the credibility.
Awesome.
I'll read these all front to back. When we're done. And then, so I have something that I think you're going to like.
Okay.
So I added this into maintain credibility. So I heard this, I think in a sermon, but I loved it because it does talk about credibility.
Mm.
When you're thinking credibility with your products, when you're thinking credibility with your life, when you're thinking credibility with your business, think of these 3 S words: the spirit in which you do things, the speed in which you do things, and the sophistication of which you do things.
That's good.
So I think that when we go back and we're now really cleaning and really looking at how we can take our business 10x it, right? Like how much of your spirit, your heart, mind, and soul is in that work? We get off. We teach them this to partner with other people. We show them how to. And before we know it, sometimes we've grown and we don't recognize what's there anymore. And a lot of our coaching clients that are coming to us with businesses up and running already have this, where they're kind of like, they've lost sight of what really they're supposed to be doing or what they originally started off. And so getting back to that spirit of what they really do. And if your work is sucking the life out of you, am I allowed to say that?
Yes.
I mean, if it is, you've gotten off in this. So when you are in your sweet spot and doing the work you're designed to do, it gives you energy. Like both of us have to kind of watch it. Like we might send a message at the early morning and late night and like go to bed.
So, that's right. But we love it. We love me igniting souls, you building legacies.
And here at Ignite Souls, I mean, and so you know you're in your good place. So now the speed. So that's the clunkiness. It's okay to start off in places that aren't so good, but let's look at those. That's when the true truth tellers to yourself, that's how you really grow, is you're going to be truthful to yourself. And then also if you have friends, Daphne is my truth teller. You are my truth teller. My husband, you know, if they will say to you, you know, and I am as a coach, but that's not clean. You got to refine that. You got to, like, the speed of this is not working. We're losing people. And look at the growth of the people that you work with, right?
Yeah.
So if you're coaching, I don't know, just an entrepreneur, and they're not getting up and running, like that's heartbreaking. You need to figure out why, and then you need to make yourself better and your programs better for them. And we've done lots of tweaking in our program. Like I just made a recent change now. So I mean, the evolution of this was really teaching business things in podcasts. Well, that worked, but only the few that would get on the podcast. Then it became, actually it was a book first. Okay. And then whoever bought the book got to learn some of these tips. Then it was, ideas from the book in the podcast. Then it moved to BAE. But then we saw, BAE is like every other business program out there. It's an online course and you sink or swim, right? And we wanted more than that. So we added in this coaching. And then we could see that, okay, wait, we need our coaching to be very hands-on. So then we added on very hands-on coaching. Different than everyone else. Like I'll screen share. Then now we're like, wait, they're getting lost in this big community that we have. We want them tucked in this private space. So now we have them all in their own space with me where I'm starting to go live in there. And it's just so fun. But you have to constantly grow whatever your product and service is until it's better, better, better. Okay. So now we get to the last two. Now this thing started with 10 steps out of your book, but it moved into 12. And we kind of added these 12 in there because we liked the idea of these boot camps that we had.
Yes.
You could do one a month. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But what were the other two spaces going to be? And they became scaling and the mind, right? Mm. Why is mindset, Carrie, so important for these entrepreneurs? This whole idea of scarcity and abundance, and why is that holding people back? They can do all our programs, Firing, BAE, and something still holds them back.
Yeah, yes. Mindset is everything. Mindset is the way you show up. There's a quote that says, you'll never outperform your own self-image. So folks, those of you watching this right now, if you see yourself as a 3 internally in your mind, in other words, you get up in the morning and you say, I'm a failure, or nobody's going to listen to me. Listen, you can put on the best act in the world, but your results are only going to be at a level 3. And so Nikki's right. We need to reset our self-image. We need to initiate a better mindset. And once we do that, then the performance can match that 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've had to do that all the time, every day.
So while I'm talking, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do this, but can you pull up one of our scarcity abundance tools? I'm going to talk to them. If you can, great. If not, but what I want people to understand is like with our group this year in BAE, we haven't gotten to this yet. And it's pretty exciting because if you notice, this mindset is almost going back to the very beginning where we said, what is your dream and 10X it? So
are you talking about like the scarcity?
Yeah.
Abundance.
Yes.
Part?
Like yeah.
Part? Oh yeah, yeah. I found it. I'll bring it up here.
So what we have is I don't think very many coaching programs, Carrie, teach on this. And we added it in late because it's what too many, this is the up and running entrepreneur that's maybe got the products, got the website, and they're like, why is this not working? Why am I not selling? And it's usually something internal then. You've got all the mechanics, but something, and so really looking at this, so I cannot see that on my screen. It's pretty small. How about you? Can you see?
I can see it. I mean, I'll read some of, oh, wait, hold on. Maybe I got to share it over here. Basically, I'll just bring some up. Yeah. Is that better?
That's good.
Yeah. But holding a grudge versus forgiving others. I mean, that will definitely repel people. Criticizing versus complimenting, having a sense of gratitude versus entitlement. Yeah. There's people who have all the products and services in the world, but they camp over here.
Yep.
That's why they don't get results.
Mm-hmm. And I have tips and tools that they're going to be going on. This is the first year of BAE that's going to be doing these. And I am so excited for them to do these because I know that it's just going to take them to a whole nother place. Let's talk scaling before we recap everything. Mm-hmm. Looks like our timing is pretty good. We want to keep this at about an hour. And hi, Michelle. Your launch is coming soon.
Yes. Hey,
go to her page. Honestly, she has an awesome book. She's a cool lady. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So scaling. You know, we didn't have this in BAE, and we've added this in. We have a awesome add-in kind of product or training from your coach, and we love Jill. And so talk to us a little bit about, you know, how we scale and how we look at our business and if we don't, we're kind of losing it.
You can't scale complexity. So a lot of people say, well, if someone wants to do business with me, they have to do this step, then I record payment here, then I send them this email, then I do this. It's like 9 steps. Well, that might work with one people or two, but what happens when you have 100 clients? Okay. And the income's great, but your life isn't great because you haven't created scalability. And so, Nikki, the way that you coach people and say, look, let's make it very simple. I think that's one of your best talents is that, you know, I'm a multiplier. You're a simplifier in a lot of ways where you're like, let's take all the complexity, reduce it down. Now you can scale it into an empire.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that because it leads back to the step before as well. People might not know this, but I didn't read until I was well into my teens. And so I had to learn differently than other people. Mm. And I think that's why I love helping people know that they can do whatever. Nobody that coaches with me should feel like they can't make it happen. I will encourage you. And I just know you can.
You have this philosophy that's like no entrepreneur left behind.
I do.
Yep, I do.
And if you hop on the call, it's going to happen. So it's really a matter of if you show up, it will happen. So that's what, I mean, in the end, if we're ready to take our businesses to the next level and we want to use these steps, I want to talk about the boot camps because in the end, that's what it's about. Okay. So I'll read these steps in here, but then we're going to go over the boot camp. So those of you watching or haven't printed this thing off yet, number one was the space. Or wait, I want to do this in order. Hold on. Okay. So let's see. Income, promotion. I'm not doing them in order. I mixed up. Oh, here we go. The dream. Number one, the dream. Number two, the story. Number three, the space. Number four, service. 5, platform. 6, product. 7, promotion. 8, community. 9, clarity. 10, credibility. 11, mind. And 12, scaling. All right. So there's your 10 steps, but let's take a minute and let's really look over. Yes, these are our boot camps. I love these. So those of you who are watching this, the training was designed for you to just plan, scribble on here, start doing some of this stuff on your own, like many people do. Some of you are like, I want help. Right? So these boot camps actually help. So the first one, identify your offer. These boot camps are done hopefully in a month's time. Some people power through them and do them faster, but in a month's time, you could go through the offer, which is your spark, flame, and blaze. That's what we consider your funnel. Like that's the start of what your funnel is, your free thing into your next level product, into your big products. Then the second boot camp is structure your sales story. This is so great. We all, you and I both have sales stories all over our websites because people will trust you if they know that you've been there and can get through it. It's sort of the Sherpa thing. And so you need your sales story to weave in your message. Build your funnel. Well, it's one thing if you go to training, many of you entrepreneurs have done this. Oh, you learn all about step one, the offer, what we have. And they say, oh, learn how to do your funnel. You did not learn how to do your funnel. That's the problem with all these trainings that you pay for is nobody's teaching you. That's what this is for. Like we do everything together. And so we'll build those forms. We'll build those products and hop on. Then that fourth month is developing your products. So sometimes people are like, okay, I just said in my funnel that I'm going to have this online course that's going to be, you know, based off my book, but they have no idea how to build the course. So we then take that and we teach them whatever their product is. I teach them how to build it. Then, and we get the websites, everything. And that's the other thing about having a coach who has herself worked up the ladder on free products up to expensive paid products. So yes. I know how to use all these different programs. Then optimize your social media. So this is something that I see all the time. Right now, if you're an entrepreneur and you're watching this, if you go to your Facebook profile, your personal one, is your business one linked to it? Okay. Because they sometimes get there and they're like, oh, I don't see any of her business there or his business, or they can't find your business, right? So link it. Then when they go to your business one, is your website, are your popular sales pages linked there? Like this is a great way. Do you capitalize on the button that we all get, optimize your Facebook page? So y'all get a button on Facebook. Is it leading to anything? Let it. So that's a big product there. Leverage your website. We talked about that. I screen shared a little bit. Like that fold is your property. It's your money. And so you need to make sure that that's working. And I know how to use WordPress. Janine, who's on here, she's also one of our coaches. I think you guys saw her name pop up here earlier. She is a master at Wix. And so that's really cool too. Leverage your website, like all this whole month on trying to get your website optimized, your sales page, your registration pages, everything. Grow your audience. So I love how we haven't brought this up, but like we really want you. And as you're listening, you need to be thinking, how can I grow my audience? And we have some of the experts from around these business online worlds teaching us. I like Brian Dixon's 100 subscribers, right? Create your team. So are you creating a team? Like this was, I did this my first year in FireRing and it's took my business off to the next level. Mm-hmm. You think that you have to have money to create your team. But honestly, if you create your team first, that's where your money's really going to start to grow and come in. And we'd like to help you know how to do that in a wise way. And then integrate your systems. That's Jill. We love her training with EOS. And then reach your market. So, you know, we put a whole bunch of Facebook ads. We're now getting some training in there for Pinterest, but we really want people to know that use your email list, build that up, but it's also really good to reach your market in these other ways. And sometimes it's what scares people off. They're afraid. They're afraid to place ads. They're afraid to do these things. And we want to make it as simple as possible. And then also that reach your market is partnering with people. And so knowing how to do that, we had two BAE people just recently partner and it started to really change things for them. And then next is fortifying your mindset. And so we talked about that a little bit and scaling your business. So these are the boot camps that will really help you in bite-sized ways get this done. If you are not ready, that's fine. That's not what this is about. We want you to just take these 12 things and start journaling, start writing things out, plugging your products into them, figuring out where you fit and run. Yeah. But if you're, I like Mike, well, Michelle, his like thing is, this is college level training. Well, I like that. But you have your own coach coaching you through, your own tutor. And so, yeah, do join us. We're excited about this. And this is the page. Yep. And so, yeah, first take those. If you haven't, take that quiz and download that PDF. And then, yeah, let's look at this. We've talked about the freedom. Yes. And those are true BAE people right there.
Absolutely. They're not paid models, although they look great.
Yeah.
They're people getting real results.
It is.
And Nick, yeah. This is why, you know, look, I have a bachelor's, master's, and doctorate, but not in business. In fact, I never took a business class in my life, although I'm a lifelong learner and I've done a ton. But I'm talking about the college, you know, like I never did an MBA, a master's of business. Right. What you teach is truly practical. In other words, a lot of colleges theory, hey, the professor who never did anything in real life is teaching you theory. You're in it. I mean, when Nikki teaches you a funnel, she's leading her own funnels that week.
And I'm showing them mine and I'm sharing. Like, it wouldn't be uncommon that I'll be like, okay, you want an email series? I can share mine. Like, I'll give it to you. That's scarcity. And that is what holds people back. Like, we're big givers inside of our group. And it just helps the next person grow, which then will help you grow. You know, so anyway, look at all those. I didn't even mention that, Carrie. See, all this training. So we have a library on top of our boot camps where all these really brilliant entrepreneurs have fed into this program. So in between boot camps, you can be, I want to learn about podcasts. Oh, Jeff Brown. I want to learn about whatever. And so you've got these really cool trainings in there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these individuals have their own $2,000 course alone, but you're getting all this training. And then what I love about it is, and you're getting a coach. Mm-hmm. And you're getting two coaches, but you're also getting the community. Mm-hmm. You're also getting, do you even get a ticket to the live event?
I think general.
Yeah. You get a ticket to the live event. I mean, folks, this is what I'm saying. You break this out over a year and it is ridiculous. It's not 16 grand, although that's the value. I mean, people are literally getting this for a couple hundred dollars, less than a couple hundred dollars a month. That is nuts. So Nikki, I know we got to wrap this amazing training up, but what would you say to the person? I saw a lot of people say, I'm in, I want to be in, BAE is my next step. Carolyn says, you cannot afford not to join. And look at her, she launched. And I mean, she's now a coach.
It's official. That's so awesome, is it, when you see people like their business is happening. Well, okay, so I guess my thing I want to leave people with, and I even say this to Firewing and BAE members, but I'm going to say it to whoever is listening. There are hundreds, millions, thousands of people out there trying to become an entrepreneur or want to, and they either don't act on it or they're trying and it's not really working. And it's scary because it feels like everyone's doing it. And I want you to have peace of mind in the fact that not everyone is getting help to do it. Then there are a whole bunch of courses out there that are simply like, here, go do this. And there's no direction and no help. And, or that it's a once a month call and nobody hardly gets helped. And then you have these programs where, like ours, where it's so hands-on and it's so, we are in it for you. That's the difference. And so you just have to kind of figure out, is that what I need? Do I just need someone to help walk me through this? Somebody who has been there. And really, my desire is to see you, like my own business is messaging, and passion is to see you step in fully into your life and the work you're designed to do. So that's why I don't want to leave anyone behind.
So I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Meg jumped in. Congratulations, Meg. We have Karen who's saying she's got her book. Should she head to VA? Absolutely. I've seen people do them parallel. In other words, they have their book and now they're able to say, oh, in my book, I should have a lead magnet. In my book, I should lead them to the course. So they truly integrate well. Nikki, this has been fantastic. Probably my biggest highlight besides seeing all these fantastic people is just seeing your growth. You're not complacent. I'm not complacent. I was on my own growth workshop the last 2 days. You're always growing. And that means you're able to bring more value to your coaching clients. So anything you want to say in conclusion? I know we got to jump off.
Yeah, one sentence to Crystal. I think her name was Crystal. It was up there for a second off, but Kingdom Crystals. Okay, so I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to say you have got this. You have got this. So anyone out there listening, it is possible. You just sometimes need to be around people that can help you, and that's all you need. So get around people, whether it's free or around me because I can help you. It doesn't matter. Just get the help you need because it can happen.
Awesome. So folks, this was fantastic training today. You now have the 12 steps, but just like you can't work out at the gym once and then expect to be healthy, you need a coach. You need Nikki. I'm so proud of you, Nikki, and thank you for serving all of us today. And take care, everybody. We'll see ya.
See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.